This call is being recorded.
Okay, thank you everybody for being on the call. Thank you for taking time out of your life to listen to a different message, a different way of thinking, to listen to therapeutic nutrition and how it works. I want you to know we're having another call next Monday. And I'm not sure who the guest speaker may be next Monday. It's always a surprise. I want to talk a little bit about TAFI. TAFI is an acronym standing for Taking Action for Your Health. I have a new team that's starting after February the 12th. We have 3 people registered, and we take teams of 6, so there's room for 3 more. TAFI is done 15 minutes a day. This one is scheduled to be done at 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. So it's 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week for a period of 8 weeks. In that 15 minutes, you commit to your health, you report your accountability, and you get a 5-minute lesson. The information in the lesson is backed by solid science and it's very well researched. You will learn how to take on your own health responsibly. You will learn why you should not eat grains, why meat is not the culprit behind bad health. You will learn about the importance of body temperature and how you can raise it. You will learn about inflammation and what it is. You will learn about raising your energy and learning and understanding colors of foods. You will learn about and participate in a bowel cleanse, a kidney flush, and a 3-day liver cleanse. At the end of 8 weeks following this designed program, you will get amazing results. If you want more information, go to www.tafyh.net. That's TAFYH.net for comments and for the outline of the course. My second announcement is all about Cindy Clement. Nature Sunshine is sponsoring Master Nutritionist Cindy Clement, who is presently on tour, to talk on the new product called berberine. And in relationship to berberine, we can change our gut microbiome. We can change our blood sugar level. It's great for weight loss, diabetes, insulin resistance, circulatory health, heart health. And the science and research behind berberine will blow you away. So I want to tell you where she is going to be speaking. So this Wednesday in Winnipeg, Manitoba, at the Canada Inns in Fort Garry. On Thursday, February the 4th, St. Albert Inn in St. Albert, Alberta. On Friday, February the 5th, at the Best Western Port of Call in Calgary, Alberta. On Wednesday, February the 10th, at the Ramada Inn in Kelowna. On Thursday, February the 11th, at the Coast Bastion Inn in Nanaimo. And on Friday, February the 12th, at the Holiday Inn Express in Metrotown Burnaby, that's in the Vancouver area. And in every single event, it starts at about 6:45, 7 o'clock. We have information that is profound. Take time, invite your friends, and come out to these events to find out what therapeutic nutrition is all about. So I'm now going to move into our guest speaker, who is Melissa, and she's from Calgary, Alberta. She is an amazing mom with 2 children. She is a talented gymnastic teacher, and I'm not sure if I can call it gymnastics, and some of her students are actually working at Cirque du Soleil. This is how talented Melissa is. And she has a powerful story to share about her children. One was diagnosed with autism, and one was diagnosed with ADD, ADHD. So I am going to turn the time over to Melissa, and I want to say thank you, Melissa, for taking time out of your life to share your story with us this evening. Go ahead, please, Melissa.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for that really nice introduction. You make me sound so fancy.
You're great, Melissa.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so maybe I'll start with my daughter. My daughter was diagnosed with autism. My son was diagnosed with ADHD. I'll get to him second. But my daughter now is 6. She was diagnosed at 3.5. It was either 3.5 or 4. We always sort of had issues with her, failure to thrive. She was very disconnected, really didn't even connect with her own grandparents. It really was just her mom and dad and her babysitter that she saw fairly regularly. And so we knew something was wrong. She also was not reaching milestones with her physicality, you know, very floppy, not using her muscles. We had to work with therapists, that type of thing. And so, and then she had this strange rash of eczema on her cheek, and it was there for about a year. We could not figure out what it was. On top of that, she hadn't gained weight as a baby from 9 months to 14 months, did not gain 1 pound. So it was at that point that we decided we need to see the pediatrician. Well, the pediatrician said that that was normal and fine, which of course it isn't. Babies are supposed to gain weight, and she was sleeping 19 hours a day as a 14-month-old. So when the pediatrician told me that that was normal, I knew I had to seek alternative therapy. So we went to the naturopath, and the naturopath had recommended changing her diet. So that was where we started getting into all of this. We had some blood work done, and it turns out she was sensitive to gluten and dairy. So we cut out the gluten and dairy, and lo and behold, the rash on her cheek disappeared within a couple of weeks, and she gained 4 pounds in 1 month. So that's where we first were tipped off that it was something more than like something that the doctors weren't going to help us with. So time progressed, and she was doing better, but we're still having issues with her. And we didn't realize, you know, we had cut the gluten and dairy, but sometimes it would find its way back in small doses. But it wasn't until we discovered to cut the grains and to be very strict with the gluten and dairy that we realized that was the secret to her success. So also keeping in mind, once she got her autistic diagnosis, she was in a special school for a year, a school for disabled children. And this was in preschool, full-time school. And by halfway through the year, we had discovered Taffy and took her off of all grains, put her on a daily probiotic. She was taking vitamin D, but put her on a daily probiotic and really cracked down on the diet. And she just became, quote unquote, like a normal person, which is really strange because she had this autistic diagnosis, and all of her teachers couldn't figure out why she was at this special school. I mean, she was in there with kids that were severely disabled, and she was a totally normal, bright-eyed child. She went from completely glossed over to normal. It was very strange. And so it leads me to wonder, as a mom, you know your kids better than anybody else. And is she truly autistic, or did she just have autistic-like symptoms because of diet? So now, every once in a while, if she has gluten, dairy, or grains, it's like witnessing a transformation. So case in point, yesterday on the weekend, she got some bread. So did this little experiment, and I gave her sprouted whole wheat bread. And within 15 minutes, she was crying hysterically. She gets depressed and she gets anxiety, and she just cannot control herself. Glosses over like a robot, and now had been like that until this morning. So now she's fine now this afternoon and this evening because she's back to normal. But the only thing that changed was that she had that piece of bread. So, yeah, I'm not sure if she is truly autistic or if she just has autistic-like symptoms, but this is a child with a diagnosis. Now, granted, she was, I guess, what you would call a high-functioning autistic child. But still, she would have been in special schools her whole life if we hadn't figured that out. So obviously, I'm really grateful for that. So now my son, Jade, he's a much more severe case. He has ADHD, and his ADHD turns extremely violent. If he has certain foods, he goes into what I would describe as a violent rage. And these violent rages, this all started when he was 5 years old, and he's now 9 years old. He was diagnosed at, I want to say, 5.5 or 6. And so basically, he was always a very hyper child, and I didn't put two and two together on that because he was my first child, and I thought that was normal boy behavior. But then when he got into school, he started getting into trouble, and he would get into these rages where in grade one, I would have to come pick him up from school at least 3 times a week with male teachers restraining my six-year-old. But that's what you had to do because he was so out of control, so much so that we had to learn how to restrain him ourselves. And we got to the point where we couldn't even control him anymore, and he was only 6.5. So this was obviously very scary for us because if we wouldn't have figured out the treatment that he has had now through the TAFE program, then he would be in a home by now, that's for sure. So basically what we did with Jade was I was at my wit's end. We actually tried medication because I didn't know what else to do because he was doing things like biting kids and making them bleed at school and things like that. And we were desperate. So we put him on medication and it made his rages about 3 or 4 times worse. So my friend is a pharmacist and she said that there's about 10% of all people that go on this medication that do get extra violent. So take him off of it. So we did take him off of it. Now, this was actually on Christmas break, and we happened to be in Vernon and close to Donna, and Donna was kind enough to see me on Christmas Eve. I was desperate. I'm sure you will never forget that, Donna. I was desperate, and I didn't know what to do, and he was completely out of control. And basically, at that point, she put him on charcoal to flush out his system, gave me strict instructions of what to feed him, and we high-dosed him with probiotics. So now, Christmas Day was the next day, he was starting to do much better. He had black bowel movements for about 1.5 weeks, and just was passing all kinds of things and just getting better and better every day. And so then fast forward a few months later, we were on the protocol, and no grains, there's a lot of things that he's sensitive to. Any kind of dye in food is a non-negotiable. That will send him into a violent rage immediately. No sugar, that will send him into a violent rage after about one, and you know, maybe like 2 servings of what you would call, I don't know, a serving of sugar. Then that will put him into a violent rage. Grains, we can get away with about 1.5 meals, and then he'll start raging. And so obviously it was really difficult to feed him because everything is unhealthy. So we stripped it right down. No sugar, no processed foods, no grains, no dairy, nothing but protein, fruits, and vegetables. And we did that we've been doing that ever since. But it took about 3 months. Maybe 3.5 months. It got worse before it got better. It was a complete barrel through. And he came out the other side just completely awesome. I couldn't even believe that this was my son who had all these violent rages and was practically getting kicked out of public school in grade one. And now he was the good kid. And that was from diet and also supplementation. So a lot of probiotics for him. He takes, obviously, like a daily multi and a vitamin D. He takes Focus ATN. We high-dose him on fish oils. He takes 8 fish oils a day plus a tablespoon straight from the spoon every day still. And we actually most recently discovered that acupuncture helps him too. So with Jade, I really think it's all about his energy being balanced. And so the other things that really trigger him too are too much screen time, I feel like in the city we've got a lot of waves going through the air of different things, and I feel like that affects him because when we go to the country, he seems to be better. And just a very, very sensitive child, so it's a multifaceted approach for him. We're at about 90% improvement for him, 100% improvement for my autistic daughter. And now with Jade, if you give him, if he goes off protocol, it's really hard to stay on protocol raising two kids, but when he goes off protocol, the alternative is non-negotiable. So he just starts slipping really fast. So then we just high dose him with probiotics and get him back on track fairly quickly. So now it's been a couple of years since we started doing this, and the kids just keep getting better and better. It's incredible. And I feel so bad for people that don't have this information, because I see other parents that are struggling with their kids, and I just want to tell them it doesn't have to be that way. But it's a hard thing to do to really completely change your lifestyle. We were really lucky that we got this information when our kids were young, because I feel like it would be a lot harder to make these changes when they're older. So the fact that we got in a little bit younger, I think that really helped us. So now to them, they're excited to get 80% dark chocolate with some almond butter on top. That's a real treat. We do that for dessert a lot. And my son's favorite food is apples with cinnamon on top. I'm pretty proud of that.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they don't, my daughter, she will ask for gluten or grains, and obviously we say no a lot most of the time. My son doesn't miss it at all. So
yeah, I wanted just to say, here's where I want to come from. So this Christmas I was able to meet Melissa, well, not meet them because I'd met them before, but I was able to see them again after this trauma that they had gone through 2 years ago. And, oh, my gosh, I was so impressed. I gave both of them a big hug. They're talented. They're bright. They're sharp. They were on the stage, and they were performing for their grandma's birthday. It was so special and so amazing to see these children and how far they had come in a short period of time, because I'm going to say short, okay? For most parents, this is a lifetime experience. For Melissa, you've heard her. This is a short thing. Now, here's what I want to say. Melissa specifically used Nature Sunshine Probiotic 11. This is a different bacteria than Acidophilus or Bifidophilus. It is different. And I remember you saying, Melissa, when you first gave it to him, because we talked about that, I said, open up the bottle and let them eat as much as they can. And I remember you saying how they, and maybe it was just Jade, was eating 20 of them a day.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was no limitations here. We just allowed him to have as many as he wanted, because that child intuitively knew how many he needed. And here's
I think we were actually at more like 30. I think we were at 30 in that first little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then, now we're probably more like 6 a day now.
There you go. And so here's what I want to say. When that gut is robbed of the natural bacteria that's needed to produce dopamine and serotonin, because that's where it's produced, is in the gut. It's not produced in the brain. You can start to see how the nervous system, without that gut bacteria, how the nervous system and the brain functions are absolutely affected by that. And there's a lot of information and a lot of science being done. Dr. Perlmutter wrote the book called Grain Brain. I happened to be present when he was speaking at a Nature Sunshine convention last year, 2015, in June in Anaheim. This is a powerful talk on using probiotics for your gut. It not only gets rid of ADD, ADHD, and we talked about autism, we're also looking at people who have severe depression, and it reverses depression. the whole idea about the health of the gut is crucial to the health of every organ and gland in your body. And Cindy Clement is absolutely going to mention that in her presentations. And she brings the science and research right to your doorstep. You don't want to miss her event. So with this, I am just going to review with Melissa the exact program that they followed. So, Melissa, I remember that you were doing probiotic 11 in high doses, and now you told me that there were times he was taking 30 a day, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
I think they were also doing TNT powder for their mineral intake, if I remember
right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yes, I forgot about that. We were doing that and Qi minerals, and now we still do Qi minerals, and we're on and off with the TNT. They definitely are getting minerals every day.
Okay.
And
vitamin D3, and there's a Nature Sunshine combination called Focus ATN specifically to give nutrition to the brain. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. Okay, so that one was for Jade.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Melissa.
And he currently takes 10 Focus ATNs a day. So Focus ATN, we still really need to give him quite a lot, but we were giving him about 20 a day. So he takes a lot of those, and the oil, the fish oils too, high dose, because he really needs that to stay focused with his ADHD.
Okay, so there you go. So there's fish oil, and they're doing high doses of fish oil so that you understand how deficient that child was in certain nutrients and how Melissa, in her brilliant intelligence, took this on. And this is where nutrition becomes therapeutic, is when you take it in high doses. Okay, let's review. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so the fish oil, he's taking probably four times the regular, like a regular dosage. So he's really, yeah, he's high dose on that for sure. That really helps too.
Thank you. And now we just want to review your daughter's, and I forget her name, sorry, Jade and...
Jasmine,
that's right. And so Jasmine, she did probiotic as well?
Yes, and now this is what's interesting about Jasmine. So my son can take vitamins really easily. My daughter can't take vitamins. She's 6, and she still has a hard time. She's small. And so with her, our 100% improvement has been all diet and probiotics with her, because she really only takes, besides that, she takes vitamin D and a multi. And she takes chewable probiotic, children's chewable probiotic, because she can't take pills yet.
There you go. So very simple.
I suppose she is getting minerals because I give that to her in her smoothie. So, yes, she is getting minerals too.
Minerals in smoothie.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to do 5 minutes. We'll open it up. Are there any questions? And I am going to, let me just see. Did I mute everybody out? I'm not sure what I did here. I think you're open. If you'd like to ask questions, would you go ahead, please?
Yeah. Hi, this is Derek in Vancouver.
Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, hi. My son is autistic as well, and he's 7 currently, or 7.5. And he was diagnosed at 2.5, so for 5 years. And once we got the diagnosis, we went on a gluten dairy free diet, and have been doing probiotics and numerous other therapies since then. But he's still very autistic. And has not had the kind of, even with the diet, we didn't really notice that much of a difference. I mean, as he's gotten older over 5 years, he's developed just as any typical child would. But we haven't seen, the drastic improvements that other people have experienced, like Melissa and that. So we're somewhat,
Okay, I'm going to add to that, Derek. Okay. I would also put him on a heavy metal detox. Okay? Because
lots of times,
this problem stems from vaccination shots.
Oh, and can I add something?
Go ahead, Melissa.
Sorry to interrupt. With Jade, when we did that initial... when you put him on charcoal and the high dose and the initial detox, we had him on that heavy metal high dose. I forgot about that. And that was when he was really, like, passing a lot of crazy things. And so that really helped him. And we've had to, since then, do that heavy metal detox. And that really helped. Now, we didn't have to do that with Jasmine, but Jade's been had more vaccinations than Jasmine because we figured it out after Jade had been fully vaccinated. So now, I'm not sure if that's helpful, but that's just what happened with us.
Okay, so that, you know, so there's something different for you to think about here, Derek. If you plan to come to Vancouver, I'd be happy to talk to you further in this situation, Derek, okay?
Okay.
And the other thing I want to say, the Probiotic 11 from Nature Sunshine is totally different because it is specific bacteria that makes that difference. So it's not just and any old Acidophilus. We have Acidophilus, we have Bifidophilus. These are Nature Sunshine products. I am talking Probiotic 11. It's different. And I'm hearing that Nature Sunshine is even coming up with a stronger, more potent dose of that Probiotic 11, and I'm really excited about that. Thank you, Derek. Any other questions from anybody in the field?
Yeah, Donna, Melissa mentioned charcoal. Where would that come from? Like, it's not one of our products?
No, I think you had me get that from the health food store.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have had a couple of Nature Sunshine containers here in my house and given
it
to you.
Okay. That's possible, yeah.
Okay. Because, you can get them on the stateside, Yvonne.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just in case,
okay.
You know,
they're not available. Yeah, they're not available in Nature Sunshine Canada.
But it's possible to bring them across the line?
I think so,
like,
yeah.
Like the Papa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I bring them in from U.S., the activated charcoal, when I go away traveling, too. And it's the Nature Sunshine one, because that's the best.
That's what it was. It was called activated charcoal, I remember.
Yeah, and I might have had some here in my cupboard.
Okay.
Okay, so with this, I'm going to move into my other talk and my talk. And thank you, Melissa. I appreciate your input. I appreciate hearing the successes. And her children are awesome, and they're great.
I want to move into
understanding diseased conditions. And if you understand cancer, I think you'll start to understand all kinds of diseased conditions and why they come about. So we're going to start defining cancer as an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury cannot be made because there is a lack of nutrition, there's a lack of oxygen, and the cell walls in that injured area become mutated by fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, or for multiple sclerosis to occur, for Parkinson's to occur, and I would even say autism, ADD, because there's all the same fundamental principles apply. There has to be certain factors in place. Number one, an injury. So one thing we need to know, that cells don't just replicate randomly in our body. They replicate to repair an injury. They have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. And they divide when there's a wound. And they divide to repair that wound. Number two, there is a nutritional deficiency. No matter what diagnosis you are suffering with, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless the required nutrition and nutrients are in place. Number three, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot happen. Dr. Blass said this, oxidation is the source of life. Its lack causes impaired health, disease, and its cessation causes death. Number four, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that causes that inflammation. And number five, there is an infection, a fungal infection, a candida infection, a viral infection, because all of this toxic debris accumulation leads to some sort of infection. So here's what I want you to know. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the result is cancer. When the fungal or yeast DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I hope you understand there is a common thread to all of these so-called diagnostic diseases. So, five different pillars need to be addressed in order to overcome these diseases. And that's injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So we want to talk about each one of these. The first thing I want to discuss is injury. We often think of injury as only being a physical injury. But there are many reasons how injury happens. So we need to open up our minds and we need to think outside the box. Exploratory surgeries can cause injuries. An infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure internal urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. Biopsies cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs of various kinds cause gut permeability, known as leaky gut, and that causes an injury to the stomach wall. Alcohol causes injury to the liver, kidneys, pancreas. Present-day grains have toxic anti-nutrients in them called lectins, and they cause injury to the stomach walls. They cause leaky gut, they escape into the bloodstream, they can accumulate in various vulnerable weakened organs and tissues and glands of the body, including the brain, thereby causing injuries. There are also phytates in all present-day grains. These are also anti-nutrients that deplete vitamin D3 and deplete numerous minerals, causing injury to vulnerable internal organs and glands. Chemical toxins can cause injuries internally. An injury can come from nutritional deficiencies. When the cell membrane loses its integrity and cracks, as does the skin on the outside, when it's dry, which is usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. And here's what we all need to know. Today, agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Foods today are so deficient in nutrients, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the nutrient values of different foods. And they repeated this analysis on these foods grown in the soils of 1991. And there was an alarming difference in the nutrient values of all foods in 1991. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruit, 27% less zinc. Spinach, 60% less iron. All meat, 54% less iron. I think you get the picture. We cannot get enough nutrients from grocery store foods. Even back there in the 1860s, Antoine Bichamp stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. He studied alongside of Pasteur. Pasteur won out with his theory on pasteurization and vaccination. That's when it all started. No, it's a deficiency of minerals that allows morbid waste matter to accumulate and allows microbes and bacteria and viruses to eat up that waste matter to give you your life back. Dr. Linus Pauling in the 1970s, he said this, you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. If you don't have enough minerals, there will be injuries happening inside to internal membranes, to the nervous system, to the brain, and so on. Dr. Huldah Clark, she showed documented evidence in her book, Cure for All Cancers, that there was a parasite evident in every cancer case. Think about it. If there's an accumulation of toxic waste debris, that accumulation invites parasites. For instance, a prostate is particularly vulnerable for parasite infestation if there happens to be an accumulation of candida in that prostate area. Think about toxic debris in the cervical area. That invites viruses. That virus, known as human papillomavirus, can cause an injury. And what does the virus do? It damages the tissues of the cervix. Infections can cause injuries. Think about hepatitis in the liver. If that's not corrected, that leads to a serious injury. And how can we correct things like hepatitis? How can we correct human papillomavirus? Nature Sunshine has some amazing herbals. One of them that I absolutely love is cat's claw combination. It has in it cat's claw, which comes from a vine in Peru, echinacea, and astragalus. And I love astragalus because it's been scientifically known to increase stem cell production in the bloodstream. We use cat's claw combination in high doses instead of antibiotics. It opens up the lymphatic system and moves that toxic debris out through the elimination channels so that the viruses do no longer have that toxic debris to live on. So it cleans up the infections. Then there were scientists like Dr. Scott Livingston and Siebert. They discovered that there were microbes in every cancer case. Once again, if there is toxic, unhealthy tissue, microbes grow in that unhealthy toxicity, and that can cause an injury to internal membranes. Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, Lustig stated that the cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida is fed by sugars, starches, grains, antibiotics, various drugs, hormonal drugs, birth control pills. And what does candida do? It grows a tendril structure, a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, and that causes leaky gut syndrome. That candida then escapes into the bloodstream, and in the blood, the candida makes the blood sticky and heavy, and that impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. That's problem number one. Number two, candida produces xenoestrogens, scientifically documented to feed cancer. As a matter of fact, in a laboratory setting, when they want to induce lower animals with cancer, they give them xenoestrogen. Xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of the thyroid, which is responsible for metabolism and responsible for iodine sources, which takes out toxic radiation from your system. Xenoestrogens also scramble all the hormones. That's number three. And they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, mood behaviors, depression, violent behaviors, and so on. Number four, is it five? There, the xenoestrogens also weaken the collagen production, and consequently, that inner membrane without collagen can crack. Ta-da! That's when the injury happens. Using antibiotics robs the good natural flora from your bowels. That's why that probiotic 11 that Melissa talked about this evening was critical in the restoring of the health of her two children, Jasmine and Jade. Dr. Bernice Eddy was a scientist in the 1950s, and she discovered that vaccines were a direct contributing factor to many disease conditions. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and discovered that all of these hamsters got various kinds of cancers. She reported this finding to her colleagues. That was 1954. And she told them, if you institute this vaccination program into our society, there will be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. The consequences of this, she was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer and all kinds of diseased conditions because of vaccinations, which contain toxic heavy metals, which contain mercury and aluminum phosphates, formaldehyde, and other unknown ingredients. Sugar is a contributing factor to injury. Think about it. If sugar can rob enough calcium from the teeth to cause holes in the teeth, which we call cavities, think of what sugar can do to your internal organs, the brain, the nervous system. You know, way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse. All kinds of them were getting cancers. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize for his findings. Dr. Otto Warburg in the 1930s proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals that reside in the fillings of our teeth and in vaccinations. And these heavy metals get into our bloodstream, and they make the blood sticky and heavy and impede blood flow and oxygen flow. Dr. Hamer stated that injury in cancer comes from strong emotions. Strong negative emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, and hatred causes an overload of acids. and those acids can eat away at internal membranes of the organs and glands. So one thing we need to know here is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. So what happens when there's an injury? When there is an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area, which we call current of injury, and that triggers the stem cells into action. So it sets up a sort of an ionic field, an electromagnetic field, and that tells the stem cells that they need to start working. And the purpose of the stem cells is cell replication. They are found in every organ and gland of the body. In order for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, they require fundamental building blocks. We know what they are. It's all common sense. Amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then those stem cells are really happy. They take these building materials. They then replicate healthy cells and repair the injured membrane. And at the point that the injured membrane is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury stops. Think about what happens if even one of these building blocks is missing. Even one of those minerals are missing, then the stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication, and consequently, the current of injury continues. So one of the keys to putting cancer to rest is to provide your stem cells with all the essential nutrients and minerals needed for cell replication. I want to talk about inflammation. Oftentimes, we have no idea what inflammation really means. Inflammation really starts from leaky gut. I've explained how candida and toxic heavy metals and antibiotics can cause holes in the gut membrane called leaky gut. And these toxins escape into the bloodstream. And the toxic lectins from grains phytates and so on, they escape into the bloodstream. This is all very well researched by Dr. Cordain, Dr. Fried, and so on. Lectins cannot be digested. And so here they are in the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy and putting an undue stress and weight on the blood vessels through which the blood flows. Such a stress and weight causes the tiny openings of these vessel walls to dilate. And when that happens, then these toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, start to escape from the blood through the holes and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues outside the blood vessels. Now, in the blood, there are also blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport water, oxygen, and nutrients to the various cells and tissues of our body. Dr. Samuel West proved that this injury to the blood to the blood vessels causes the blood plasma proteins to leak out through the holes. And these blood plasma proteins attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, water, sodium, and all of this toxic debris. That causes a swelling that in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. This is the first process of inflammation. And it's not a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system. The lymphatic fluids will take the blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavial valves, and that's right next to your neck area. And the lymph will take the excess sodium and all those toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by our use of drugs, acids from emotions and stress, toxic teeth, heavy metals from vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, toxic foods that we eat, you can start to see over a period of time that poor lymphatic system starts to malfunction. And so now we have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins, all these toxins, and over a period of time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. If there happens to be an accumulation of sugar in that injured area, the oxygen levels drop to below 35%, and then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer take place. Oxidation will then flip into fermentation, and sugar feeds fermentation. And this process produces ammonia and more acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus, and so on. When that yeast or fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So these genetic defects now do not come from inherent birth defects. Cancer is not a genetic illness. It is because that fungus has integrated into the stem cell line and mutated the cell, with the consequence of a replication of fungal mutated cells. These fungal mutated cells cannot repair the injury, and that current of injury will continue with a continuous replication of mutated cells, and we call this cancer. And if we understand that cancer is a mutated cell growth that happens for the purpose of repairing an injury, and that repair of injury does not happen due to a nutritional and oxygen deficiency, then we can prevent cancer from happening. We can reverse the whole process. Our bodies are created to heal, and they can heal through therapeutic nutrition. So what do we do? Stop feeding your disease. No matter what it's diagnosed with, eliminate all those sugars and grains. I'm talking 2016, 2015 grains. They don't work in our bodies. Stop eating yeast products, pasteurized milk. So what do? We give the stem cells the foods that they need for injury repair. Grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables, walnuts, almonds, seeds, berries, apples. And even if you're eating these foods, I am here to say that grocery store food does not have enough nutrition to repair an injury. This is where Nature Sunshine superfoods come in. So we make a smoothie twice a day. You heard Melissa. She was giving her children Chinese mineral chi tonic. She was giving them TNT powder. We use the same. We use Chinese mineral chi tonic. Collatrim Plus, which is collagen powder, because Candida is destroying that. Green Zone. Green Zone is all your vegetables in one tablespoon. Solstic Energy has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, guarana, which is great for breaking up sticky, heavy blood. So this smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. That's it. It's high-dense nutrition. Then we take high amounts of super omega-3, just like Melissa is giving her children. And we take vitamin D3, because the vitamin D3 in our bodies is being bonded by toxic phytates. And then we add Flaxol lignans, which is known to bind those toxic xenoestrogens. And to clean the blood, we take colostrum on an empty stomach, which is scientifically known to bind toxic lectins. We take Protease Plus enzyme on an empty stomach, goes into the bloodstream and digests foreign proteins. We take cat's claw combination, which opens up the lymphatics to drain the toxins through the natural elimination channels. We address all the natural elimination channels by taking body detox to help the kidneys, the liver, and the bowels. That I just forgot the third one. We increase circulation by cleaning the blood, and this is where we use oral chelation tablet called MC. And we also have capsules called heavy metal detox to clean out heavy metals from the bloodstream and from the brain area, like lead and iron, aluminum, mercury. It cleans out metabolic wastes and toxic triglycerides and increases oxygen flow. And we address cancer infection by the use of PAPA. It's got 20 years of research behind it. Dr. McLaughlin said it is 1 million times stronger than adriamycin chemotherapy. PAPA inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. PAPA inhibits and cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry the sugar to the cancer cells to feed them. PAPA gets right into those cancer cells and causes apoptosis and destroys them. There have been many people who have done this program and have been able to successfully overcome their cancers. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has about 60 cancer success stories, and I've got numerous more cancer success stories since the last copy, and that was about 2 years ago. I want you to know that therapeutic nutrition is here for you to help you overcome cancer, to help you heal your body, to help your children heal their bodies. And with this, I'm going to turn the mute off. Let me see if the mute's on or it's off, and we can open it up to questions.